Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning once again. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, December 6th.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with me?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, we can't argue about the
no,
date.
No, I was going to say, there's no argument there.
Yeah, well, we seldom argue about anything, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
That's in contrast to some of the other calls I had here.
Legit.
Who would fucking attack me politically all the time.
Well,
the
luckily for you, I don't give a fuck about politics.
I know. Well, that's why you're here. I couldn't take any more of that shit.
No, thank you.
So, a very rainy and cloudy day, dark day outside in Southern California, and we're trying to adjust to that. That's very unusual for us.
Right.
And I'm just picturing, is this what I'm going to have to live with now every day when I move?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm starting to have some doubts.
I mean, like.
But it's normal. Look, I don't know.
Yeah, but this is a lot.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make you feel like almost like I don't feel like, I woke up this morning, I was like, I don't.
You don't want to do anything,
I don't
want to, right?
I don't even want to do this.
Like, right, I know.
The drive, the walk in, the walk out, the drive
right.
back.
That's true, yeah.
All because it's like, looks like it's 1:10 p.m. at night.
Yeah. Well, I'm grateful that you came, you know, because life must go on, the show goes on,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And besides, you'll miss those these days, you know?
I know.
Once we're away from here.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
It is, right?
Only 24 days left.
Mm. Yeah. Very good, mm-hmm. you see? Yeah. And plus holidays, a few days in between.
Yeah,
stuff,
it's like
know?
Gone.
But what can you do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, trying to get rid of a lot of things. But when it rains like this, you realize there's not much you can do, right,
no,
outside.
No. I mean, there's really nothing. Actually, let me look. Is right. it supposed to end tonight?
Yeah. And then, you know, if it's windy, too, then you can't even fucking sit outside under cover or something because it's still like, you
right.
know, like I'm sitting on my balcony.
Right.
Fucking soaked, you know?
It's supposed to stop around 7 p.m., but then it's raining for 3 days next week, too.
What?
That's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Aww.
Yeah, and up north they're having sunny days.
I know, like, what
we
the
traded.
Hell? That stinks.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty lousy, man. But I don't know. I love rain, and if I don't worry about it, I enjoy it a lot. And, yeah, it just creates sort of like an intimate atmosphere, you know?
Whatever you got to tell yourself to make it through the day, Sam. Whatever you got to tell yourself.
Shut up.
Intimate atmosphere, my ass.
It is.
No.
It is. Look, it's kind of darkish. It looks closed in, you know?
Mm.
I don't know. It's just that kind of feeling. But, you know, look. Every place has got its pluses and minuses.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
So how's the new job? Are you still getting along there?
Yeah, I mean, I worked 13 hours yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And then this morning I had to wake up and make it to the DMV for them on time in Burbank and then came here.
Really?
Yeah. So I woke up, I went to bed at 1 and I was up by like 5:15.
Why did you have to go to the DMV now?
Because there was like a specific line that only is open from 8 to 12, but they only take the first 20 people, and they need it done. So I was like, I need to be there by like 7:45 to make sure I get it.
Oh,
there.
It's something you have to do for them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought like you had to get driver's license or something
to
drive for them.
No.
Oh, okay, good.
Mm-mm.
How fun. How fun a job to go to the fucking DMV, right?
Actually, surprisingly, like no one was there, and I think it was because of the weather.
Yeah,
there
probably.
Was like 10 people there.
Well, good for you, you know?
Yeah.
And plus, I at least you're showing the motivation and and the energy, and that's important. That's what they're looking for, you
right.
know? They see you work 12 hours a day. They're like, wow, you know, she's good, you know?
Right.
So I salute you for that. And, you know, what, you have only a few more days on training?
I don't know. I feel like I'm very much past the training part. I feel like the first day was training because I haven't, like, it's not like I'm learning anything new. I feel like I'm actually barking.
So when are they going to start paying you?
I don't know. I'm going to...
Effective what?
I don't know. I'm going to have that conversation.
Well, at the end of the week, you'll ask them tomorrow.
Yeah,
or something.
Right. But can I get paid today or...
No, not something like that. Like, how do you... How did you structure my pay? You know, when do I get... When do I get... when do I start getting paid?
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't go, when do I get my check?
No, I would never.
Yeah. You know. Say it a little nicer.
Yeah, I'll say it. I'll say it with professionalism.
Thank you. Wow. So we'll see. And as the year winds down, I'm like thinking, fuck, man, I'm starting to have pains in my body.
Oh, because it's cold out?
No, I don't know why, but my legs and my arms, they hurt.
Oh, that's weird.
I know.
Maybe arthritis. It's like,
I hope not. Don't fucking tell me.
My grandmother had that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not in the joints. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like here. But you see, when I touch it, it doesn't hurt. Just when I lift things.
Oh.
And my legs only when I bend over, you know. So I called the doctor yesterday. They said he'd call me back.
But why don't you just go in?
Because they can diagnose you first by phone.
No, they cannot.
Which I preferred. Yeah. Because if you tell them, look, I have this, 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 and this, they know what's going on. Look, I looked it up already online, and most of the answers are the same. Probably like some kind of a fucking blood clot or something.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Well, that means you need to go in.
Right.
He's not going to be like, hey, listen.
They're saying it's dangerous too.
Yeah.
But I don't know why he hasn't called, but I'll call again today.
Yeah.
And remind him, and then I'll go in. You
yeah.
know, you can't just waltz in there. It's Kaiser, you know, there are a million people. So, yeah, so that worries me, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's not something
to play
with.
I don't know what the hell
with.
Is going on. But I have a feeling... One of the feelings I have is because the dominant pain is in one leg. And that's a leg I usually cross when I cross my legs. And when I read, I can sit there for 2 hours straight without moving with my legs crossed.
Hmm.
I think that would block the fucking circulation, don't you?
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
See, I can't sit with my legs crossed like that.
Yeah, well, it's just to bring the book up. But now I decided I'm going to put something under my feet, like to prop them up or something.
Right.
So I don't have to cross them. Because, you know, you have to bring the book up to you and you don't want to hold it. So you put it on your lap.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Mm.
And that's shit, man. That's
well, maybe you
shit.
Should just like read laying down with your legs straight.
I can't do that.
Why not?
No, but I can get a chair where I can straighten out my legs properly.
Like
up,
a recliner.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I can't, what mm-hmm. I should do, you know, but I don't know, man. I'm just fucking saying, I don't know which way. At this, at my age, you start already wondering, how am I going to go, you know?
Oh my God, stop it right now. It's the weather. That's why you're thinking that. You're like, it's the end of the world. It's the end of my life.
No,
like,
no, no.
That's why you're thinking so negatively this morning.
I'm not thinking negatively, really. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to talk again about how tired I am because I'm sure people are going to get tired of that. But and we already summarized, I don't sleep a lot at night, and I expect that to change. So there you go. The fucking stock market fell like 1,500 points in 2 days. I know you may not know a lot about it, but that's a lot of points.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay. It just reflects the psychology of people about the economy.
Right.
So it's not a good thing. Even if you don't invest in the market, if it falls, man, and it shows people are pessimistic about things, if they stop spending, fuck, the whole economy falls.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything about stocks, really. Like, I don't really understand how that works.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, just people buy parts in companies, you know? It's like, let's say you wanted to be a part of McDonald's or Disney or something.
Right.
You buy some stocks and you're like a shareholder. You have like, you know, a minuscule part of the company.
And how much do you have to pay a month?
No, you don't pay a month. You buy it. Like, you buy a portion of it. So what happens is this. Let's say you buy Apple stock. Today it's almost like, I'll give you a simpler example. Let's say any company, okay?
Right.
And its stock costs $10. It means that one share, they probably have like hundreds of millions of shares out there.
Right.
And people just buy it. You buy a share in the company. It's like you're part owner, let's say.
Okay.
For lack of a better explanation. Because you are.
Right.
That's what shareholders are. So it's called a public company because there's no people like me that own it. It's owned by the people that hold the shares, you know, that's how. So, like, if you want to start a business and make and have money come in, you tell people, look, I'm going to give you half of the business if you give me this much money right now. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
No? confusing you. Anyway, but yeah, the point is you can buy it and it's risky because it can either go up if the company does well and goes down if it's not doing so well.
And then you,
so
can, risky, you can lose a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
All that you bought may be worth nothing.
Oh, man.
But look, when you've got money and you know, and you look at the upside, you realize you can make a lot of money.
I mean, what
a lot of people are fucking, you know, very, very rich from stocks.
What happens if it's like a company that's like straight from the gate, like they're just fraudulent, but they pitch it like it's a really good company and all these people invest and then they get this money and then it's just like drop.
What's happened?
Yeah, I know. It's called white collar crime. But when
it's
that happens,
one of the white collar
crime. Yeah, when that happens, do the people that invested get their money back if it was fraud?
Well, it depends. Yeah, they would try to. They do like a class action suit where a lot, like thousands of people are part of the lawsuit.
Right, right.
And then they divide the money among everybody, you know. Damn. Whatever they can get out of the
company.
Yeah,
I'm all good investing in somebody else's dream.
Right.
Goodbye.
Right.
Good luck to you.
But
if
you stood to make like 20% on your money or something.
I don't care. It's a gamble. It's like going gambling.
Right.
Gambling's such an addiction. Everyone's addicted to gambling.
Right. And it is like gambling.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, you're what they call risk averse. You don't like to take risks.
No.
But some people are not like that. See, some people want to take risks. And they go, oh, let me, you know, and it's like you said, it's gambling. It's like fucking tempting to keep going, you know. And go, wow, it's going to go up. It's going to go up, you know. And then, I mean, because you've seen when the stock market fell, like in the 1920s, in the 30s, before we had the Depression, right?
Mm-hmm.
People jumped off the fucking building on Wall Street.
Oh, my goodness.
People jumping off buildings. I mean, the whole life savings were wiped out.
That's horrible.
I know.
See, that's why I'm just like, it's not worth it.
Don't have to do that. What you want to... The safest really way to make money in the long run is real estate. You know, you got to buy a house.
It's you could flip it, Airbnb it. Like, there's so many ways to make money if you buy a house.
Exactly, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know I know dudes that are specifically super rich because all they do is buy properties, fix them up, and then rent them out.
Right, so that's one way. Another way is just to buy property where the area is going to go up in price, you know?
Yeah.
So you buy it for $500,000, you sell it for $700,000. Yeah. Not a year, but it could be quite a few years.
Yeah.
But it depends where, you know? Like here, the prices go up fast.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable.
Considering rent goes up every year.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I'm like, what the fuck, man? This is not what I signed up for. I signed up for a lower rent.
Right, but still, you know.
We're supposed to live in a rent-controlled area, and we still got
charged
more.
But prices go up, you see, every year. So that's what happens.
Yeah.
They have to adjust their growth, too. Look, if you own the building, you'd want that. Because all your expenses go up.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. I get it. Blah, blah, blah.
Right. But yeah, when we get to that point, we can have that discussion.
Yeah,
but right
it's
now,
not here.
We're distant from that point.
That's right? Not happening for me anytime soon. So actually, I'm going to speak it into existence. It will in the next.
Exactly. Manifest it,
yeah,
right?
It will happen in the next 3 years.
Will it fucking manifesting bullshit?
I believe in it.
Do you?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't.
No?
No. There's no such thing, man.
Yeah, there is.
There is. I'm telling you.
I'm already excited to go home and drink wine tonight.
Yeah, why?
Because I'm just like,
Yeah.
But last night was fun. I worked late because they had a party. And the party was fun.
Yeah.
I drank.
You drank during work?
Everybody on this after.
Shit. I guess you have to mingle, right? Or something.
I only had like one because I knew I was driving and it's like a 40-minute drive.
Yeah.
With traffic and like 19 minutes with like without traffic.
Mm.
So I never put myself at risk if I'm driving long distances anymore because I've fucked up too many times.
Yeah, don't do it. Fuck, man. You make one mistake when you're drunk and you can ruin your whole life.
Yep. I actually just read, there was an article yesterday on the Shade Room that some girl got charged for 30 years to life in prison because she was driving and she killed 6 people, including her best friend and her sister.
Wow. Can you imagine? First, you have to live with that guilt of killing everybody, and then you have to sit in jail for the rest of your life.
I don't know if I would survive that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that.
Would you commit suicide?
That's a tough question to ask.
Well, but if you said you couldn't handle it, there's only one way to get out of it.
I think I would have to be severely medicated for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I just don't understand, and I'm not saying, I'm not trying to bash the whole concept of it, but I really don't understand suicide.
Right.
I guess for me, because I don't understand the severity of that deep of a depression, that I just don't understand how people are like, literally like, I want to end it.
Right.
Because like, for me, it's like, I could have the worst day ever, cry my eyes out, and I'm still like, tomorrow's going to be Gucci.
Right. But what if you're facing being the rest of your life in jail?
I'd figure out a way to get out of jail.
How?
I don't know. Well, first of all, I'm never going to put myself in that position.
Well, of course not. I'm just saying.
What if I got framed for murder?
You brought up that thing. Well, no, that's not the point. If you're drunk and you kill somebody with your car, that's as easy as fucking losing the rest of your life to being in jail. That's what I'm saying. It's very fucking serious.
Mm-hmm.
It's very serious, man. People do shit when they're drunk. You're not supposed to operate any equipment when you're drunk. Period. You know, because, and I'm not just saying that. I mean, I'm just saying that for your own good, because all it takes is one mistake. You don't have to be, it doesn't have to be something that you volunteer for, like, I'm going to kill somebody, I'm going to rob a bank, or, you know, this is something you have a choice in.
Right.
So, something to think about, you know. I'm so grateful I'm not a drinker, you know. I don't have to deal with that shit.
I'm a drinker, but like I'm not really into drinking hard liquor. So like at like events and stuff, when it's only hard liquor, there's no wine. It's like, for me, it's very easy not to drink.
Right.
I'm like, I'm good. If there's red wine, woo, I'm taking an Uber. That Uber better get me home safe. I can't say no to red wine at all, ever.
Really, any red wine?
It depends. Like, there's been some places, like, I went back in Boston, there's this restaurant, Earl's, and, like, after one glass of red wine there, I'm, like, almost, like, blackout status, which means it's really shitty wine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm like, or it means it's really good. I don't know, but either way, I'm like, I can't stand going to restaurants and they have wine that gets you, like, extremely fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I like to have, like, 2-3 glasses of wine and be, like, nice. I don't want to have one and be done for the night.
That's true.
Yeah, it takes the fun out of it.
Exactly. You enjoy the process of drinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. That's what I do, like, when I'm in social setting. I mean, I'll get a few drinks. I don't get really drunk from them. And I just do it for the act of drinking, for doing something.
Right.
But, yeah, I never chase that buzz, that alcohol buzz.
Sometimes I just don't like how it makes me feel. Like, it's almost like I'm like going into like another dimension, and I'm a completely different human being. And it depends what I'm drinking. Like, I don't really drink vodka anymore, because vodka makes me like probably one of the nastiest human beings on the planet.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm just not nice when I drink vodka.
Yeah.
To anybody.
But you're okay when you drink something else?
Tequila, I'm okay in the beginning, unless somebody like does anything to piss me off. Wine, I'm just happy from beginning to end.
Right. So don't drink that other stuff, man.
No.
Just drink what makes you feel good. Why would you want to be a bitch or, you know, whatever.
Right.
When you drink, I mean.
I'm more into smoking weed lately.
Good.
But my weed supply has dried out. So, yeah. And I'm not paying for it ever.
Okay, so you'll find another guy that'll supply it.
Yeah. Or I'll just give him a couple months and I'll be like, hey, do you think I could pick up a whole box? Because we're definitely going to stop talking again.
Don't you dare even contact him. Are you kidding me?
No, I won't.
What, is he the only dispensary in town? Come on.
No, I won't.
All right.
I won't.
No, you know what? Probably most of the guys you're going to hook up with have
like a hookup or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some kind of a supply.
Right.
You won't have to buy it. But yeah, it can get pricey, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I bought like 1.5 grams one time. Is it grams or ounces?
Grams. 1.5 is almost nothing.
Yeah, and it was $32.
Fuck.
Fuck you, Higher Path, ripoffs.
Yeah, that's a lot
I looked
of money.
At them, I was like, $32 for, like, this is, it didn't even have a glass blunt. It didn't even fill up,
you know,
like, 1/4.
Like, it's like 1/16. It's not even 1/8. Like a gram and a half, right?
Right.
That should cost maybe $20.
Yeah.
At most.
Yeah. But it's funny because
back
in high school,
I can get you twice that much for $20 on the weekend.
Really?
Yeah. I can get you 3.5 grams.
That's crazy.
Okay.
For how much?
For $20.
For $20?
$20.
That's not bad.
No.
Mm-mm.
That's what I'm saying, you know, and it's good, too. And the weekends, they have really good deals, so it goes down to 20 and 8, you know?
Yeah, no, this was not a deal.
This
I literally looked at them like
60 and 8. That's a lot of fucking money, man.
That's way too much.
Yeah. Well, based on the price you got,
that shit better put you on Pluto.
Yeah.
Literally. You better smoke that and be on a different planet.
Well, it's not exactly like that. I figured out it depends on the prices that the growers charge.
Yeah, yeah, because then they have to add on to it so they make money.
Right, so it's not necessarily that this is the best, mm-hmm. but it's the most expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we just associate that with it.
Yeah.
But I've tried. I said, give me the top of the shelf.
Right.
No difference to me.
I think there is a difference in weed.
No, there is, but, you know, I don't really sense much of it. I just know
I think
if it's strong.
You're a professional smoker.
Yeah, but if it's, I can tell if it's strong or not.
Right.
And I can tell the differences, and I don't know. Look, for you, it would make a big difference, but you don't need anything strong because you can smoke a whole joint, you know, of let's say, not great stuff. It'll still make you fucked up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With me, I can take the strongest stuff, smoke a whole joint.
Oh my god, something. I like two hits of a strong one, I'm like, hey, see ya.
See, I wish I could be like that, man. Then it would last
but
you
the
a long
weed,
time.
The weed I got at Higher Path did not get me high at all. It actually gave me a violent headache.
Wow.
The day I smoked it and the day after I smoked it. I still have the rest of the weed in like a container because I'm like, this shit sucks.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I just didn't like it. And then this weed from John is like the best high I've ever had.
So give him shitty review on Weed Maps.
No, yeah. I wouldn't do that. I'm not petty like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a firm believer to never stoop down to somebody else's level.
Yeah, not only do that, but it ruins a business when you give a
bad
review.
Yeah, you know? I just wouldn't do that.
I mean, you can get mad, but you don't want to ruin somebody's business, you know?
Legit.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm good.
So I don't know about all the people that put bad reviews, but the best way really is to treat people with respect and you won't get any.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all about the service, I'm telling you. You got to know how to treat people in this world. People don't care so much about the food. I mean, at least me. You know, if the service is not nice, fuck the food.
110%,
and the
yeah.
environment, too, the atmosphere
mm-hmm.
of the restaurant. You know, I mean, they might have the best food, but I'm not in the mood to be in that kind of atmosphere. You know?
Right.
So I won't go there at that particular time. But, yeah. So this woman was killed in Costa Rica, an American, and now they're saying that it's going to affect the reputation for Costa Rica as a travel destination, you know.
Wait, so how was she killed?
So I don't know. They're not saying, there's not that many details, but let me look it up. I don't know why I didn't look up the whole story, but she was 36 years old.
Oh, she's so young.
From South Florida.
Well, a family in Florida is fearing the worst after an American woman goes missing in Costa Rica.
How they welcome me for my birthday!
These are some of the last images of Carla Stefaniak. The 36-year-old had traveled to Costa Rica with her sister-in-law. It's a dream vacation to celebrate her birthday. But it's been nearly a week since anyone has seen Stefaniak, and her family fears she may have been kidnapped.
Oh,
these
no.
missing posters, they are all over social media right now. Your husband is Carla's brother. Again, you're her sister-in-law. He is there. What has he learned? Are you in touch with him?
That's correct. Yes, we have been talking. He's been working with the OIJ and the State Department.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's a story right there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. How would you like to go? So she was with her husband, I guess, right?
Oh, he killed her.
No, they're saying there's a suspect.
No, he killed her. Period.
No, but there's going to be evidence.
No, he killed her.
They're saying it's crime.
I bet it was his idea to go to Costa Rica, 100%. He probably plotted this. She probably has a life insurance policy of $500,000.
You've been watching too many movies.
Yeah,
okay?
And it's always the husband. If it's just her and the husband on vacation, no kids, no nothing.
Listen, but if there's evidence it was somebody else, you can't.
Do you know how easy it is to plant evidence on someone from another country?
Plant, but what if they were like witnesses, whatever, I don't know. No, but she was kidnapped. And
she was kidnapped and not her husband? Like, let's be fucking serious here.
Okay, we don't know the whole story about the husband, though.
It's the husband.
I don't know what's going
on. I'm making a bet in 1 week.
Yeah.
They're going to pin it on the husband.
Okay.
Let's make a bet.
All right.
We gotta remember this story.
All right. If they have a suspect, I don't think it's the husband.
I think it is.
What do I know, right?
110%. And remember that story of that white couple that went to, I think they went to an island too, and they went scuba diving. They were on the boats. And then the wife just happened to...
Oh, and Catalina here, but that's...
No, this is in a different country, I think.
Oh, I thought you meant like Robert Wagner and Natalie...
He got off, but he was on trial for like mad long, but they ended up like saying he was like
Natalie
Wood?
Oh, you're talking about this one.
No, I'm talking about this is a true story that already
right,
happened.
Right,
yeah,
right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, and he killed her. And like his new girlfriend was like, yeah, he did it. And he still got off.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he'll never be married ever again.
Yeah.
He'll probably never get a job ever again. His life is probably ruined. But she had an insurance policy, and he cashed in on it like 2 weeks after they got back, after he got back, because she didn't come back.
And they think people are stupid, like they won't pick up on it, you know?
And it's just like, what is the point? And he made her fill out the paperwork before they went on vacation. If my husband was saying that, I'd be like, nah, I can wait till we get back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And matter of fact, I don't think this marriage is going to work.
Oh God, man,
he will do anything for money.
Yeah,
like it's not that deep, people. It's really not. Like life is definitely worth living poor or like rich.
Yeah, stop killing your wives. What the fuck is that, man?
You know, people always post
you're
that
not pushing off boats and shit.
Yeah, no, he fucks with her tank. He gave her an empty tank.
Okay, but I'm saying some people like throw their wives off the ship, right?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yo, bye, bitch. Boop. Yeah. Like, that's wild.
It happened.
And then they start screaming, like, help her, please. She's drowning. Why don't you jump in then?
Yeah.
Why don't you try to save her?
But usually people don't even see it, you know? They just have to conclude that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
That's why they got to have more staff on boats. Because boats are like, that's like a really easy place to get away with shit.
Yeah.
Especially at night in the middle of the ocean.
Right.
Especially after people have been drinking, like, forget it.
Yeah.
Because then even in a courtroom, if someone did say, yeah, I saw him push her, the defense attorney could be like, well, were you intoxicated? Were you drinking? And then they could just say that you're not valid.
Right.
And there goes your testimony.
You have no credibility, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could happen, but, you know. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But people can say anything, you know, whatever the fuck, I don't know. But there's a few things here I wanted to bring up. One of them is, I don't know if you heard, you know who Dolly Parton is?
Yeah.
Okay, the one with the big boobs and stuff, the country singer, right?
Yeah, she was just in a Lifetime Christmas movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's got to be like 100 years old already, right? How old is she? Let's see. They're not saying. But
she didn't
anyway,
look 100.
Well, I'm just saying she's been around forever.
Yeah.
You know? So check this out. She made a comment about a threesome with Jennifer Aniston. Like Dolly Parton, her husband, and Jennifer Aniston.
Like they had one or she wanted
no,
to
no,
have
well,
one.
She mentioned one. I'll tell you exactly what she said. But this was on a talk show on The Tonight Show. And I guess her husband had just been on a movie with her, with Jennifer. So Dolly's saying, you know, my husband is crazy about her. He was more excited he was more excited that I was going to do a movie with her than he was that I got a chance to write all this music. See, I think he kind of fantasizes like a threesome with us.
Okay, yeah. That's not a bad comment.
No, it's Jennifer Aniston.
But hopefully that movie's over with so she doesn't feel uncomfortable on set anymore.
Yeah. But wait a minute, I don't know. No, I guess Dolly's doing the movie with her, not him. Okay, he was just excited that his wife was going to do a movie with Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
And probably fantasizes about a threesome. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, he is about to do a movie. Or they already did a movie.
She is. Yeah, he's just the husband.
Well, hopefully she doesn't feel uncomfortable on set now when the husband starts lurking around staring at her at the cafeteria table like, hey, girl.
Right. So Jennifer Aniston first said her jaw dropped, but she said, then I laughed my butt off. That's Dolly. So they all took it in stride and and humor, and that's pretty cool, you know, but that's hot.
No, thanks.
No? You wouldn't watch them?
I love Jennifer Aniston, though.
Yeah. She's beautiful, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She was underrated for many years, I think, right?
Not like, really. I feel like
no,
she's
after
always
she
been
was dumped by Brad, though.
I feel like she just... Maybe she hasn't really done that many movies.
Really?
Yeah.
She's done a lot.
I feel like she...
A lot of TV.
I mean, she's done a lot of TV. She's still getting that paycheck from Friends. Like, that's a legit paycheck.
Right.
Good for you guys.
But you know what? Look, I'm thinking she's done a lot of movies. She's had to make at least a dozen already.
No, no. She's done a lot, but she hasn't done a lot lately. Like, she did that movie with Adam Sandler. It's one of my faves.
Which one was that?
Oh, damn. It's called...
Like recently?
No, it was like a few years ago, but I've literally seen it so many times and I am having a brain fart.
Not The Wedding Planner, right?
No, my God, I hate that movie. Oh, The Wedding Planner is with J-Lo.
Right.
I love that movie too.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that one by heart. Jen Aniston.
You actually saw it too, huh?
Everybody did.
Yeah.
The movie is called Just Go With It.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
Really?
Yeah, it's such a cute movie.
So they're both in it?
Yeah.
I just don't like him.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think he's funny at
all. I
feel
like he's done some good movies and he's done some really, 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 really terrible movies.
That's true.
Like horrible movies.
Yeah. So this is one of the good ones, you think? What other ones do you think were good that he did, Adam Sandler?
Tommy Madison, is that what it's called?
Yeah, something.
No, Tommy Madison was his name in the movie.
Right. No, but that was the name of... Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I think there was a movie named that, too.
That's not the golf... I hate the golf one. I hate when he was a golfer. Hold on. Adam Sandler movies. He fell off, too. I know he's...
But he does a lot. Oh, wait a minute. He did that one with Jennifer Aniston. Didn't they do one, like, where they were in... On vacation?
No, that's Drew Barrymore, and it was called Blended.
Okay.
They blended their families, and they ended up falling in love with each other.
Oh, okay.
Big Daddy, I thought, was a good movie of his.
That one I actually saw.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, right?
No, not it was bad cute. With a kid, yeah.
Oh, Billy Madison.
Billy Madison,
yeah,
right.
That's what it was. Right. And then Happy Gilmore was when he was a golfer.
Okay.
That was annoying.
Yeah.
50 First Dates was kind of cute.
Yeah.
With another one with Drew Barrymore. So they did two together. It's really funny when you like work well with someone on camera. It's like, hey, you want to just do another movie together?
Yeah. Did you ever hear his song, My Piece of Shit Car?
No.
No?
No.
I got to play it for you. You're going to love this.
He's done a lot of movies.
Yeah, but he did a song too. He's got, of course, the Hanukkah song that he did. Let's see if I can find it here. Okay, you gotta hear this, okay?
Wow, he's done a lot of movies.
Yeah, he has.
Here we go!
Listen to the words.
I got a piece of shit car.
What the fuck?
A fucking pile of shit. It never gets me very fun. My car's a big piece of shit.
Is this for a movie?
No.
Fucking shot.
It's called a piece of shit car.
It's fucking broken. I got to tie it in a knot.
It's a piece of shit.
I can't see through the windshield, cause he's got a big fucking crack. And the interior smells real bad, cause my friend puked in the back.
It's a piece of shit. Piece of shit.
No, stop it.
You don't like it?
No.
Why? It's so funny.
Yeah, no. But if it was
like
for a movie.
And he doesn't like reggae, you know?
Yeah.
No, I think it's funny. What can I tell you, you know?
Whatever makes you laugh.
Exactly, exactly. Now, you want something a little controversial? Let's have a good conversation here. Maybe we'll have an argument, too.
Okay.
A Honduran woman, 19, in the migrant caravan, she scales the border wall to give birth in the U.S. So, she came with a caravan that's out here now, right? Arriving from South America.
Okay.
All these thousands and thousands of people coming here. mm-hmm. right? And we put up the walls and nobody's letting me in. She fucking climbed the wall pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get into America illegally so she can have the baby here. This is what they call anchor babies. In other words, anybody that's born on U.S. soil is American.
Yeah.
So the parents come here to do exactly that. And so this has become like a controversial thing in politics. You know, I mean, do we let the immigrants come do this and then leave and their kids are American and then they can start using our system, you know? You can, I mean, clearly this is like abuse of the system. So...
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
No?
No.
Okay.
I feel like they want their kids to have a better life than they did. And if they right. have to leave them at birth to do that, then...
No, I don't think they have to leave them, but...
I mean, they have to... Do they get to stay too?
No, I don't think they get to stay.
So then they're leaving their kid because the kid is caught, American.
Right, if they're caught. But if they're not and the kid is American and they're just here illegally... And then they try.
But the kid's not here illegally.
No, not the kid.
Because the kid's American.
Right.
Yeah.
But the question is this morally right to do?
I feel like it is.
I mean, she's breaking the law, right? You're not supposed to come here illegally.
You do crazy shit for your kids.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you would justify doing something illegal like...
To give my kid a better
life?
You're
saying the end justify the means.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, well, I can show you a million horrible examples where that's not the case, but...
I mean, it's definitely case-by-case situation, I think, in this case. I mean, if I was a mom and I lived in a shitty situation, I wanted my kid to have a better life, I would climb that wall and get pregnant in America, too.
So tell me something. If you saw, like, 8,000 people right now pretty much mobbing us, would you open the door, the gates, the borders for them all? If you're the president...
I mean that's a different story. That's a different question than asking if it's morally right that she gave birth in America.
Okay, I'm giving you a different question.
I don't know. I don't know how I would handle that. One, I would be a little bit scared that I would just get like pummeled over. Like if I was just standing there and 8,000 people came running in, I'd right. be like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna get stampeded on."
Okay, so that's exactly how people feel here, and a lot of people are no, let them all in. But let's say they did let them all in. What does that do? It sets a precedent. In other words, it shows an example for other people to come and do the same shit.
I feel like there
How many
be...
people can we take in, you know? And the people that want to take him in, I'm like, great. How many are you going to have in my... How many are you taking in to your house, right. you know? I mean, what is it? Just dump them here?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of argument about that and shit. But thank goodness you don't really care.
No, yeah, I mean, I just feel like there should be, like, a better system into maybe helping people get into the country. But also, I believe that not everybody should be let in because everybody could be a terrorist. Like, you just don't know.
No, what if they're not a terrorist? Then they should be allowed in even illegally?
I mean, not illegally. I just feel like the process of
No, but this is a process of illegally because we're not talking about we don't want immigrants here. We do.
Yeah.
It's a country of immigrants.
Right.
But if you tell people you can't like just break the law and scale the fence and become an American, I think that's a good way of thinking, you know?
I think it just really depends on everybody's individual story.
But let's say they all have the same story. So what? You're going to give all 16,000 people...
I'm a softie, so if they all had like a really... Like,
it's 16,000 people and kids and...
There's billions of people in China. We can fit a few more billion here too.
Yeah.
Like it's just like it is what it is. I mean, they'll definitely...
Oh, is that what you want? Do you want to like... Did you see what's happening like in Europe right now? All the immigrants are like protesting and violence and fuck. I don't know what else, you know?
Mm-mm.
No. When you put two cultures together that don't meld into each other, they you're
but
gonna
like that's gonna be life always though. Like that doesn't really matter if illegals are coming here or not. That's just life in general. Like just like think about it. We just talked about Jews and how people hated Jews and killed off Jews. Like that type of stuff is gonna be here with illegal immigrants or not.
What do you mean? Nobody's going to... What, you're saying there'll be a Holocaust here?
No, I'm not saying there's going to be a Holocaust, but you're saying, like, when two cultures or backgrounds don't mix, that's always going to happen, whether they're illegal or not. Like, if anyone in America could be quote-unquote American,
no, but,
there's still going
to
be people...
I think it's the attitude, like, they're owed to be coming here, you know? Like, hey, you know, we're entitled.
I don't think they feel that way.
I do, because, look, they're starting to throw rocks at the agents, at the customs.
That's some of them, though. That's not all of them.
Okay.
You can't put them all in the same category. Some of them are literally,
but they're all
like,
coming together. What are you
going to
do?
But you have no choice but to go in the same direction that everyone else is going. So you have to go where everyone else is going.
No, you don't. This caravan is about to do something illegal. I'm not going there with my kids.
Or you're doing
it's
it
like
for
violence.
Your kids.
No, okay, so you're taking a risk. But that's a shitty risk to take, in my opinion. You know? Because these people are running from poverty, maybe, which is not an excuse. I mean, you can seek asylum for violence and shit like that, you know? But, you know, I mean, just because you're poor? Let's bring all the fucking poor countries in the world to America, and that's it. We'll see what happens.
Right.
Is that what you're saying? You know, because we can't help everybody.
Yeah, but we can help more than what we're helping
right
now.
But we're not helping our people in here. What about all the homeless and the veterans and all this shit? Why are we looking outside all the time? Why do other people... why are other people more important than Americans? That's what I want to understand.
I don't have a question. I don't have an answer for you.
I know. Well, that's the conservative side of things.
Yeah.
And there's the liberal side of things.
I'm just like, if someone's got a story... Yeah. And they need to get away from, just like, think about the two movie producers we had like 2 months ago that were from.
Right.
Where are they from? Syria?
No. Who?
I forget what country they were from, but like just randomly they had war and they had to evacuate their homes. Like, if it's a story like that and they're trying to get away from whatever it is that has ruined their lives, like, I feel
like they were like in the former Yugoslavia, like Bosnia or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like that. And I'm like, okay, so if you have a situation like that and their first instinct is, let's try to make it to America, like, by all means, figure out how to get here and stay here and do you.
But, you know, it's a lot of people came here and they weren't allowed to come in because they didn't come in legally, and that was always the case.
Yeah.
You know what
I just
I'm saying?
Met some girl a couple, like last week or so. Drop dead gorgeous. She's Moroccan, but she flew to LA for vacation and she just never went home.
Yeah.
But she's here illegally, so she can't get a job. Like, she can't go to Starbucks and work.
Right.
She's got to find a job that's under the table.
Right.
And then when she goes
and
to get her paper.
It just shows you how great this country is, that people will sacrifice everything to be here.
Mm-hmm. Like, her family, she hasn't seen her family in years. Mm-hmm. Like 2-3 years, I think.
Yeah.
But even at that, it's like, when you go to fill out your paper to become a citizen, can't you get in trouble for never? Because when you're on holiday, you only have a specific amount of time.
Exactly.
So then
that's what happened to me when I came here at 16.
You were like, I ain't going back.
No. But that's the But I had like 6 months, I had a visa for a year.
Right.
That was 1976. So I came here and I realized that if I wanted to stay, I better marry my girlfriend, you know?
Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah, that's why I told you my ex that's Irish, he always asked me if I'll marry him. I'm like, fuck no.
Right.
Figure it out.
Right, you know? But that
but he
would
can't
be
buy
like,
a house. He can't get paid. He can't get paid checks.
Right,
like, he's literally here, like, scraping by. Like, he's never going to be successful, nothing, because he has no motivation to fix his problem.
Right.
Like, you need to fix your shit, bro.
No, of course, you know? But the point is, and people have to understand, obviously.
But then it's like white people from Ireland that are trying to come over here illegally. No one's talking shit about them.
Bullshit. You can't cross the border coming here illegally. Come on. How are they going to get in from Scotland illegally?
No,
you mean
a lot
if
of
they stay here, right?
Yeah, they
once
stay
they're here,
here
they
nobody's
stay
nobody's talking
here.
Shit, though.
Bullshit.
Nobody's talking shit.
Well, how do you
There's
know?
There's a whole, like, little Irish city in New York City.
How can you
where
say
it's like
this?
No one is legal.
Yeah, and you know how many minorities are here, like Asians and Hispanics and stuff? How can you say that? That's not true.
Yeah,
There's
but,
even
but
more
are,
of them
are you
than
bothered
whites.
By people that live here that aren't legal? Because I'm not.
Am I bothered by it?
No.
It affects the system as a whole, yeah.
I don't.
And also, you know what it does? It causes the people that are waiting in line legally to get a visa or a citizenship, it pushes them back because there's only so many immigrants you can take per year.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Look, these are the. This is what's dividing us right now. It's these, not us, you and me. I mean the country,
right?
Because there's like a lot of strong arguments on both sides, but there's a lot of hatred too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of resentment and hatred from. So the country is pretty much divided in half. Half people believe this. Half people believe this.
Right.
And nobody's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's listening. There's no room for conversation. That's why George Bush, that just died, got so much attention, because during his time, it wasn't so much like this. You know, there were different times. I mean, he was unpopular with a lot of people because he was a Republican. The Democrats, of course, never go along. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, or vice versa. I mean, there's always this fight between them, you know. But I don't know, man. I'm reading a lot of shit, and I'm realizing there's just like a ruling class here in America that includes people both Democratic and Republican. It's just the people that really determine where this country goes.
Right.
They have a lot of fucking power, you know? And that's what happens, you know? Like, whether it's someone like the Clintons, you know,
mm-hmm.
or maybe someone like Jeff Bezos from Amazon, you know, he would be considered elite also, because they can fucking control almost everything we do. Do you know how powerful Amazon is? Fucking unbelievable. They own fucking everything. They own the Washington Post, for crying out loud, man.
Yeah, but they're like, their prices are not as good as they used to be. Like, you used to go to Amazon because they had the best prices ever, but it's, like, not...
Why? Can you find lower prices?
Yeah,
anywhere?
Like, Walmart, even Target. Like, I was shocked. Me and my roommates bought cleaning supplies 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And we originally went to Amazon because, like, oh, Amazon's always the way to go, and you can get it in, like, one day shipping. And then we did a total for that, and I go, just for shits and giggles, let's go to Walmart.com. And it was, like, almost $40 cheaper.
Really?
Yeah, and we were like, let's go with Walmart.
Well, I guess for some things, because I guess when you buy something like that from Amazon for one day, like, next day, it comes from Amazon Fresh, no? Isn't mm-hmm. that, like, because it's like a grocery store kind of thing. No?
No.
Like cleaning supplies? What do you mean? Like soap or something?
No, like
Ajax.
409.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how... Why would you buy that online? I mean, it's like...
Because we were just like lazy and no one wanted to go to the store.
Anyway.
No one wanted to go to Ralph's. So we were like, let's just order and get it delivered.
Yeah. I don't know. That stuff wouldn't cost anything. I mean, they're cheap.
Right.
All these cleaning supplies, really. But, you know, no, I mean... And just as we were saying, look what people sacrifice. And that's not the only example. I mean, I know Israelis also that are here because they overstayed and it's hard for them to do anything. It really is. But they still prefer to be here than in another country.
Yeah.
And that's how great this country is. And the biggest problem I have with liberals today is that they say America is not great. You know? So, that I have a problem with that.
Hmm.
Yeah. But at any rate, folks, we're done for today. The rain kind of slowed down.
Yeah,
so we
it does
didn't
look
it.
Like it does. And then it was like super gray. Now it's kind of like breaking up a little
bit. Well, but it's not over. It's going to keep going. But
till 7 p.m.,
I was just saying that right before we went on the air, I could actually hear the rain on the window pane. And I thought, wow, you know, we're going to hear it through the microphones.
Right.
But luckily we had a quiet show other than us talking shit all morning. That's it. Everybody, today's Thursday, right? So tomorrow's Friday. I'm looking forward to that. And stay tuned, folks. More of the same great stuff. You noticed we haven't had any guests lately, right?
Yeah.
I think it's the holidays. Nobody wants to book anything.
Yeah, probably. And it's going to only get worse from here because Christmas is just approaching closer and closer and closer.
Right.
I feel like a lot of people are out of town. Like, everyone's in Miami this weekend.
Really?
Because it's Art Basel.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, folks, thank you all for joining us. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.